$2,000 down with approved credit. Model ES-155 Civic, CM-561 Accord.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Once there was this
kid.
What is this?
Crash Test Dummies.
Why?
You big dummy. This is
Exactly.
Hey, if you care to get...
Sorry.
Are you done?
I got a little crazy.
If you care to get a little more of our love in the in your email box, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We send out little tips and tricks. Like this week's tip is a cool little spreadsheet that'll help you pay off your holiday debts.
Mm-hmm.
You give me a little accompaniment? How about a Windows XP Winter Fun Pack?
I went to go get that.
Yeah.
And it sounded cooler than it looked, but then I didn't really get it, so maybe it looked cooler than it sounded.
I don't know. You're not a winter kind of guy.
I'm not a like bells and whistles kind of guy, no. So I guess that's just not my thing.
Mike Hell's little minute in history about the modem, my online safety column.
Did you say
minute?
Our free download of the week, our Geek Speak of the Week, it all gets delivered to you right to your email box. If you so desire, you can sign up at datadoctors.com. You'll see the newsletter subscription section, or... at Computer Problems, either way.
Either place, it's all the same, and it's all good, and it's all advertisement and spam-free.
You betcha. Let's talk to Becky, who's got an Aptiva, and wants to know what type of PC she should buy. So you're done with that Aptiva?
It's about 6 years old.
And IBM, if you're asking what PC to buy, I'm guessing you didn't have the greatest experience with that, or you're just looking in general?
It's just that my husband is busy kicking this tower all the time to make it work. So.
Ah.
Jump starting it.
Actually, they call that the kinetic method of convincing the computer.
Exactly. What I'm wondering is there something new coming out that we should maybe hold off for a little bit? Or
Never and yes.
There is always something new coming out.
Okay.
If you wait for it, you'll always be waiting.
Okay.
Because as soon as it comes out, there will be a new one coming out the next week and the next week and the next week.
You actually have done half of what we tell you, what we recommend most people do, is ride that horse till it's just a total nag.
Oh, it's dead.
And so you're at the point where it's just too frustrating to use your old machine, so now is the time, regardless of, because no matter what you buy, you can always look back and go, if I'd have just waited 4 months.
The price would have been $100 less, or I could have gotten this much more.
Right.
That will always be the case.
That'll always happen, so just buy what you think you need now and don't look back.
Right. Now, didn't you say a couple weeks ago something about Windows 2003 or 2004 or something?
Well, there's such a thing as Windows 2003, but it's only a server platform, meaning it's not meant for your home at all. Windows XP is the latest out.
Yeah, the next version of Windows for the consumer won't come out for another year and a half.
Okay.
And that's if they're even close to their schedule.
And they haven't been on time many, many times before with that.
So, yeah, there's nothing impending. And Becky, when there is something real close, generally either the manufacturer or Microsoft will provide you with a free or real low-cost upgrade.
Okay.
So that would not be a consideration. So what kind of things do you do with your computer?
My husband is a realtor, and he does his business on it.
The MLS stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Does he have his own, like, digital camera and a PDA and a bunch of crazy stuff? Or is he
does have a camera, but he does not have a PDA.
Okay. Does he actually work with those images on the computer, or does he just give them to somebody?
No, he works with it.
Okay. So you need something that's got a little bit more than the average Joe power.
How do you currently connect to the Internet? Dial-up?
No.
Yeah, like cable modem or...
We have Cox.
Yes.
Digital.
See, you've done two things that we tell everybody to do.
Well, I listen to you guys all the time.
Excellent. Well, when it comes to buying the computer, really the bottom line is it doesn't matter what you buy, it's really who you're buying it from.
Okay.
Because not only is it the purchase process, it's, you know, what happens after it breaks.
Right.
Do you want to sit on hold, or would you like to be able to take it in somewhere and say, hey, let me show you what's happening?
Right.
Or ship it.
Right.
Or ship it off somewhere. So that's going to help you determine who you want to buy it from.
Okay.
And then obviously you want to go in and see if they ask you questions like, what are you going to use this for?
Okay.
The kinds of questions we're asking you now, if the place you buy from doesn't ask questions, and if they just start showing you things and they just start asking questions like, well, do you want a Pentium 4 or would you like an AMD? Well, they don't need to ask technical questions to find out what you need. They need to ask just dumbed down everyday questions to find out what you need.
You know, what's your budget, that kind of thing. Like, in our stores, we don't actually, unlike a lot of retail stores that have a bunch of computers laying around, we actually don't stock computers, or not very many, because we actually custom build them for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come to us and they say, hey, this is what I do, we can actually build it exactly the way a particular client needs it to be built without any extra software, any extra hardware. Like a lot of people now force you to buy this real expensive video card so you can play games on it.
Right.
But
if you don't play games,
why pay for
right.
it?
Exactly.
So there, you know, that's really what you want to do is get a comfort level with the folks that you're buying the computer
okay.
from, and then you know they're going to help you all the way through the service, the whole shot.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, we've done the custom-built thing for, what, how long?
A long, long time.
And then we do pre-built stuff. I mean,
we've got stuff in our stores that's, you know, configurations that are really, really common that people buy a lot, and we can still take and customize and tweak those a little bit so that we give everybody kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, but the best part is when you have a problem, you just bring it back to the same counter that you bought it from, and that is a real rare thing these days. Generally, where you buy it is not who services it, so
no.
Think about that before you make your next purchase. Price ain't everything, folks, and if you bought more than one computer, you already know this.
Probably.
All righty. Turner, if you want to hold tight, you got a Windows XP upgrade question we'll answer off the air.
We'll take care of you off the air, personal-like.
We appreciate all of the participation. We hope that you got a little something about online shopping. If you're new to it, if you're concerned about it, there's lots of resources still available to you, and you can listen to this show in its entirety in our audio archives. If you just go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you'll see it all right there.
Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Mike Cal Valdivia, and this week, Chris Cabrera reminding you...
CCAB saying, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.